Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kate Parsons from Mayvale Farm in West Hampton, a new farm. It's only been here since 1777, did you say?
Yeah, 1778, I think.
Not 1776. 1776. I'm going to make as many Hamilton references, though, as I can, as I'm going to see Hamilton tonight. And so we'll see how I can incorporate as many of these and see what did I miss. Kate, though, that 240 years, and you were a family farmer as part of this, eight generations.
Yeah, so my sixth great-grandfather, Noah Parsons III, actually started it. Yep.
So, well, who knows what those other two Noah Parsons were doing, slacking off.
Yeah, he was
one was
really
the original
cool.
Noah from the Ark.
So they settled from Northampton, probably had cows, potatoes, sawmill, etc. We plant seeds in the ground, we create. And we're still here today, and my dad, Henry, and Uncle Ed are the ones that run it full-time. My mother runs our creamery. I am helping out a lot.
Now, does this seem like your career move, called to do this, or are you forced to do this by your family?
I love the farm. I feel a little bit of pressure, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be the one that drops the ball on eight generations.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So a dairy farm and still a dairy farm.
That's right. Thank you for having us here today.
Oh, my pleasure.
This is Dairy Month, so glad to represent one of the 138 farms that are still remaining in the state.
If this is official Dairy Month?
Yeah, June is Dairy Month.
Oh, cool. It's the most lactose intolerant of months.
I want you to shout that out during the musical.
It's Dairy Month! Sit down,
John. Did Hamilton like dairy?
I'm sure he did. Hell yes. No. So it's not been easy in Massachusetts to be a dairy farm, and small dairy farms in particular across the country have been taking hits. So how does your family farm survive as a dairy farm in 2016 when you started out in the 1770s?
Definitely we've had to diversify. That's the only way a small farm in Massachusetts can survive. A few years ago we started selling beef, we sell compost, we added chickens, so we've got free range eggs. And then starting 2 years ago we built a creamery thanks to a viability grant from the state, and we're now selling our own non-homogenized milk. Our milk has always been sold to Agrimark, you know, at wholesale price, and that's the prices vary every few years. 2014 was a really good year, and you know, we were able to put a little bit of money away, and that helped us build the creamery, because now the price is dropping again and basically below our costs. So
and that price gets set on a national level, right? So it's not taking into account different costs you have in different parts of the country, and New England is more expensive to produce milk.
Because right. It's just not such on such a grand scale, is that why?
Yeah.
And energy costs more in New England because you need more of it through the colder seasons.
Right. And so what does your creamery do now that you weren't doing before?
Yeah, so we're actually pasteurizing our own milk so we can sell it directly to our customers.
At a price that you get to decide on, correct?
Exactly.
And you do non-homogenized milk? I thought homogenization was like you basically shake up the milk and now it's like all the same color. Is that not homogenization, or and what is it? And what's the benefits of non-homogenized milk?
So that's how milk used to be, but nowadays milk is homogenized mechanically. That breaks the fat molecules into like very, very small pieces. It's actually less digestible. The cream top milk, you either pour it off and use it in your coffee.
Right.
Or
drink it like
or
that.
Or shake it.
But is homogenization essentially just that? Shake it up?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
So is that non-homogenized chocolate milk or homogenized chocolate milk?
Right now, it's non-homogenized. You can see the nice layer of cream on top.
Can we taste that, Monty?
Yeah.
Oh.
This comes from your chocolate cows, right?
Yes. We actually have about maybe 85 Holsteins and then 15 chocolate cows. And our skier that we haven't talked about yet.
We haven't talked about skier.
Skier?
Do you know how to spell that?
Do you know how to ski?
No. And I don't know what a skier is. I mean, I know what a skier is if you're like in Vermont going downhill, but what are you talking about?
So skier is Icelandic style yogurt. It's actually a cheese because it has rennet in it. Rennet makes a firmer curd and expels more of the whey, so it's a thick, creamy product. And I've got some maple skier with me today that we flavor with our own maple syrup.
Talking with Kate Parsons from Mayvale Farm in West Hampton, and I see a bunch of these cheeses over here too.
So we've started making cheddar cheese curds, which have been a real hit at the farmer's market. You know, it seems like most people have been to Wisconsin or Western New York and have cheese curds, and you really can't find them around here in the valley. So
you can get them beer battered if you know the right right people that work at Local Burger.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe I'll take these over there. And you can just get this stuff at the farm itself.
So we have a farm store that's open Tuesday through Sunday. And then we're at the Northampton's Farmers Market for the next 2 weeks. We're going to take the middle segment off to make some more aged cheeses on the farm. And then we're also at the Westfield Farmers Market.
And where can we buy the skyr?
Yeah, so the skyr is also at River Valley Market and Atkins.
That's the yogurty stuff that's delicious too. And you brought some pictures of your calf. Is this one particular little calf?
Yeah, so this is Daisy. She was born just a week ago.
Aww.
She's a Jersey cow. That's one of the brown cows that makes chocolate milk.
Everything is legal in New Jersey. Kate Parsons, who is the eighth generation farmer of this 240-year-old farm that was around during the time of Alexander Hamilton, bastard orphan.
Son of a whore, go on and on, grow into more of a phenomenon.
And that I will go see tonight. Woo, New York City.
And Monty, don't forget to shout out, June is Dairy
June
Month.
June is Dairy Month!
Sit down, John!
And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.